Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to episode 66 of the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast aimed at intermediate to advanced level English learners. What is wrong with Israel's politics? In the last 2 years, they have had four different elections. Each time, no leader has been able to form a government, and no political parties have been willing to work together. Despite an election being held only a few weeks ago in March, it is already a possibility that a new election will need to be held in the summer. Let's discuss some of the problems in Israeli politics, as well as practice using some advanced political vocabulary. But first, why not follow the Thinking in English Instagram page, Thinking in English podcast, or the link is in the description. It's full of great vocabulary content. And you definitely should look at our blog, thinkinginenglish.blog, for all transcripts and bonus content. Here is today's vocabulary list. As always, the written list is available in the description of the podcast and also on our blog, thinkinginenglish.blog. Informed. Informed. If you are informed, it means you have a lot of knowledge or information about something. For example, I will keep you informed about my decision. Coalition. Coalition. A coalition is the joining together of different political parties or groups for a particular purpose, and usually for a limited time. And we also use it to talk about a government that is formed in that way. For example, by forming a coalition, the rebels and the opposition parties defeated the government. Short-lived. Short-lived. If something is short-lived, it lasts only for a brief time. For instance, I had a few relationships at college, most of which were fairly short-lived. To convert. To convert. To cause something to change in form or character. For instance, could we convert the bedroom to an office? Threshold. Threshold. A threshold is the level or point at which something starts to happen. For instance, he earns £200 a month, which is way below the threshold for paying tax. To fall out. To fall out. If you fall out with someone, it means you argue with that person and stop being friendly with them. As in, he left home after falling out with his parents. Allegation. Allegation. An allegation is a statement made without giving proof that someone has done something wrong or illegal. For instance, the allegations of corruption were not true. And finally, autocratic. Autocratic. Demanding that people obey completely, without asking or caring about anyone else's opinions. For example, the president resigned after 30 years of autocratic rule. What is wrong with Israel's politics? Before I get started with this topic and this episode, I want to make it immediately clear that this is not a discussion over the Israel-Palestine conflict, or any issues directly related to that conflict. I am nowhere near informed enough to talk about such a controversial issue that attracts very strong and emotional opinions. Instead, the question, what is wrong with Israel's politics, refers to Israel's inability to make a government, or at least to make an effective government. On March 23rd, Israel held a parliamentary election to elect a new government. However, there is and was no clear winner, and there is only a small chance for a coalition of different parties to be formed. Now, if you are interested in international politics, or Israel, or you just enjoy reading the global section of newspapers, this story might sound familiar to you. In fact, you might be asking yourself, haven't I heard this news story before? Didn't Israel just hold an election last year? Well, don't worry, you're not imagining things, because this was Israel's fourth election in less than 2 years. Each time, they could not form a stable government. And it is definitely possible that another election could be held in the summer. Why does it take so many attempts to form a government in Israel? Is there something wrong with Israeli politics? Israel is famous for political stalemates and short-lived governments. They have had 24 elections in 72 years. So, on average, one election every 3 years. Legally, Israeli governments can be in power for as long as 5 years between elections, similar to my country, the UK. But it is clear that the average government in the country fails early, or at least calls an election early. Despite this, four elections in the last 2 years is shocking even for Israel. I think the first thing we need to look at is Israel's electoral system. An electoral system is the method and rules of counting votes to determine the outcome of an election. There are many different systems around the world, often with complicated names and specific rules. You might hear acronyms like SV, AV, FPTP. Don't worry about any of that. Basically, we can narrow it down to three broad types. Type number one is what's called a plurality electoral system, also known as first past the post or winner takes all. And this is used in places like the UK and USA. In this system, a city, region, or area will vote for someone to represent them. And the person who gets the most votes wins. It's simple. You do not need a majority. So you do not need 50% of the votes. You just need the most votes. A second broad type is a majority electoral system, which is similar to the previous type, but you need at least 50% to win. If someone doesn't get 50%, they will count the votes again or run another election, but this time with less candidates. Israel, however, uses the third type of electoral system, what is known as proportional representation. This is one of the most common and widely used systems around the world. It takes a percentage of votes won by a party nationally and converts that to the number of seats won in parliament. So, for example, if your party wins 40% of the vote, you will receive 40% of the seats in parliament or Congress. Now, that might seem obvious, but in other countries, it's not the case. In the UK, for example, I think the Conservative Party at the moment have about 60% of seats in Parliament, but in the last election, they only received 43% of the votes. And that is because of our electoral system. Israel's parliament, known as the Knesset or Knesset, is elected through a nationwide version of a proportional representation system. And it also has a low electoral threshold, which means that a party only needs to win 3.25% of the national vote to actually get a seat in the Knesset or in the parliament. Proportional systems produce a result much closer to the public's real opinions, but they also struggle to produce a strong or stable government. In fact, in Israel, no single political party has ever won a majority in a national election. Every government in Israel's history has been what is known as a coalition, or two or more political parties agreeing to work together and compromise on their policies to form a government. Furthermore, Israel's political parties often disagree on numerous issues and represent very different groups of supporters. Maybe different races, so Jewish or Arab, different political opinions ranging from very far right to the center to communism. These political parties might try to work together for a few years, but they often fall out. And after falling out, another election is needed to form a new government. Israel's electoral system partly explains the country's history of unstable coalition governments and regular elections, but it doesn't explain the last 2 years. Why have they had four elections in the last 2 years? And why have they been unable to form a government each time? Unlike some other major countries, the major political issue in Israel right now is not about policies or ideologies. The main issue that is dividing Israel's politics and dividing Israel's political parties and preventing governments from being formed is actually one man, Benjamin Netanyahu, the longest-serving Prime Minister of Israel. Though he has been Prime Minister for over a decade, in recent years, fewer and fewer political parties are willing to work with Netanyahu or his Likud party. And remember, Israel always needs parties to work together to make a government. Obviously, left-wing parties in the country won't work with him because of his right-wing policies. More surprisingly, however, is that many centrist and right-wing parties also refuse to work with him. This is due to allegations of corruption, as well as his autocratic style of government. As a matter of fact, he is currently on trial for corruption in Israel at the same time as he is trying to form a new government. Much of this opposition to Netanyahu is personal. It is less about political ideology or his actual policies and more about him as a person. Moreover, the opposition to him is also incredibly diverse, ranging from right-wing parties to communists and Orthodox Jewish people to Arab nationalists. The only thing these groups agree on is that they don't like Netanyahu, that they want him gone. So why don't they join together to oppose him and his party? Well, as I just mentioned, they only have one thing in common, their hatred of Netanyahu. The diverse group of other political parties in Israel disagree on almost everything apart from this. And the groups that are similar enough to work together are not big enough to form a government by themselves. This leaves Mr. Netanyahu and his Likud or Likud party as the biggest group, but not quite big enough. Without having a majority, or 50% of the seats in the Knesset, it is incredibly difficult to pass any laws or make any decisions. This is why Israel has had so many elections. The people vote, no one gets a majority of votes. The political parties don't want to work with each other, so no one can form a government. And then another election is scheduled, and the cycle repeats itself. This is the fourth time in 2 years that has happened. So here is today's final thought. What is wrong with Israel's politics? That is the title of this episode, and also the question I asked right at the beginning. Well, from an outside perspective, it seems obvious that the problem lies with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And now I want to be clear, I'm not criticizing the Prime Minister or his policies. You know, I don't know enough about this issue, I'm not an expert in Israeli politics, and I'm not an Israeli citizen who has the right to an opinion on their politics. However, it is not a criticism of him directly to say that no one wants to work with him. Because I think it is quite a well-established fact. At least most people don't want to work with him. And as Israel's politics relies on different political parties joining together to form coalition governments, it's increasingly difficult to do this when no one wants to work with the biggest player in the game. So how about your country? Is there anything wrong with your country's politics? I'm very critical, at least I'm a very critical person, especially when it comes to issues of politics and philosophy and economics. And I feel like it is a really healthy thing to think about the problems in your own country. It's what I spend a lot of time doing about the UK. Without thinking about the problems, you can't think about how to improve. If you found this episode interesting, send me a message and let me know. Maybe I can make similar episodes about other countries in the future. Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast aimed at intermediate to advanced level English learners. How expensive is the city you live in? Recently, the Economist Intelligence Unit has released its ranking of the most expensive cities in the world. This episode will look at the results of this ranking, as well as talk about some of the trends in price increases or decreases, and the reasons behind these trends. But first, why not follow the Thinking in English Instagram? Thinking in English podcast, or the link is in the description. It's full of great vocabulary content, and you definitely should look at our blog, thinkinginenglish.blog, for all transcripts and bonus content.